Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CBS News foreign affairs analyst Pamela Falk is joining us from the UN. Pam, the U.S. suspects Iran is responsible. What does the rest of the world think?
Well, the rest of the world is looking for some evidence. You just saw the members of the Security Council go in, and we asked them about the fact that Secretary of State Pompeo this time was not as tentative as the Defense Department was when this same type of attack occurred only 1 month ago in the same the Gulf of Oman, and the Defense Department said there was a possibility that Iran was behind it. This time, Secretary of State was absolutely definitive. He said Iran was to blame for the attacks today. He said the assessment is based on intelligence, the weapons used, level of expertise, recent Iranian attacks, and the fact, by the way, that they had said that they would shut down oil flowing through the Strait of Hormuz and the Persian Gulf. So the combination of all that led the United States and Secretary Pompeo to say he wanted Ambassador Cohen to go to the Security Council and tell them that. But I think everyone will be looking for evidence. And Russia pretty much backs Iran. And Iran has not only denied it, but said the whole series of attacks has been suspicious. In other words, why would they attack a Japanese boat at the time when their government was meeting with the Japanese prime minister? So part of the issue is they're setting a lot of ambiguity into the situation, but this is very dangerous. And the main thing to remember, Michael, is that these are commercial vessels. They have no way to defend themselves. And this is one of the biggest see-through. I mean, it's the biggest commerce trade that goes through the Persian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz and the Gulf of Oman. That's where all of the shipping occurs. And there was attack on four boats the last time. This time they think it might have been a torpedo. It may be what they call these limpet bombs, where they're divers underwater. But it's very dangerous. And U.S. has a lot of military in the region.
All right. Thank you, Pam. That's CBS News foreign affairs analyst Pamela Falk at the United Nations.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.